Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to I'd Sooner Forget This, a podcast where guests share with you an artifact from their past they'd sooner the world didn't know about. Like this poem that I wrote when I was 16, which is untitled. I don't think you ever knew, but the most important thing is you. I don't think you ever knew, but I know all your words are true. Awful. I'm Daryl Smith, and with me today is illustrator Lise Richardson.
Hello.
Lise, what are we looking at today?
We're looking at my teenage band that I used to play. I say keyboard, but it's actually guitar, and it was a Finnish folk metal band.
Finnish folk? I didn't even realise that was a genre.
It's not really, it's just we were from Finland and we played something we called folk metal.
How old were you at the time?
I would have been about 16, I think. 16, 17, something around there.
And is this an EP that you made?
It's an EP, yeah. It's 6 or 7 tracks, I think. And yeah, it's kind of our sort of self-published vanity first album that we did.
So I'm guessing this must have been, was this prime MySpace?
Yes, it absolutely was. We did have a MySpace page that I wasn't allowed to touch. Even though I did all the other admin for the band, I wasn't allowed to go on there because that was the domain of the guitarist and singer.
What? very odd. I think before I ask anything else, we should listen to one of the songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to listen to the song, which I think you said is the single?
Yeah, it's the single from, well, you call it single. It's the one that we treated as a single and which we'd send off to record companies and stuff.
Great. And what's it called?
It's called Victory Song.
Got how long intros are in metal songs.
It's exactly that. I mean, you can, and the little breakdown with the drums. Oh god, it just goes on and on as well. You can kind of hear my keyboards, the sort of long symphonic notes at the top. That's what I was playing.
Wow.
I know, it is proper kind of teenagers doing what they think is cool metal music in their drummer's garage.
Oh, was that recorded in a garage?
Yeah. it's so bad.
How did you record it?
We recorded all the instruments separately, so it was kind of, he laid down the drum track and then it was guitars on top of that. Bass on top of that. Well, actually, it wasn't bass. It was guitar that they then changed on GarageBand to bass because we didn't have a bassist at the time.
Amazing.
And then keyboards on top of that.
I've just realised what I haven't asked you, which is important, is what was the name of the band?
It's Frosttide, or we used to pronounce it Frostide because they couldn't speak English.
So did you name the band?
No, I didn't. It wasn't... I got asked to be in the band. It wasn't technically my band. I just sort of was brought in as the keyboard player because they thought that's what it really needed.
So how did you get originally asked to be part of it?
I used to play in bands at school. Like I used to play... I played piano, mostly. Like just traditional kind of grand piano stuff. But... I was playing in a band with my best friend who was a drummer for a different thing. And we knew somebody who also played drums through her, who then asked me if I could play keyboards in their kind of little band that they were starting to get going, and that's how I got in there.
And were you into metal at the time?
I was heavily into metal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was, oh God, I was super into it as a teenager. Like, from sort of 14 onwards, I was really into the Finnish metal scene.
So what bands, are there any bands that people would recognise?
Yeah, there are. There's bands like Children of Bodom.
Okay, yeah.
Nightwish, they're not as heavy, but they're a popular band from Finland. What else is there? Gorbiklani, who we supported once. There's a big Finnish metal scene, so there are bands that people will have heard of. But Ensiferum, that's another quite popular Finnish folk metal band.
And I know very little about Finnish metal, but it seems like is it as big as, say, what pop music would
be? Yeah, no, absolutely it is. It's probably the biggest genre. Like Finnish pop music isn't really a thing. Like, we don't really have that much of it. But metal music, since the early sort of 2000s, has been huge. It's sort of the most popular genre.
So, like, you'll say your equivalent of, say, a Heart or Radio 1 or, like, Capital, would they just be playing Finnish metal?
Yeah, they would be. There's a station called, well, in Finnish it's Radio Rock, but Radio Rock, and they play kind of metal music all the time. And most of the kind of mainstream channels will play metal songs on them.
It's amazing. So it's quite a big deal to be part of a Finnish metal band.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we were always kind of striving to be part of that sort of scene, and we really wanted to kind of make it big. Like, I think more than wanting to play good music, we just wanted to be one of those cool guys that we'd sort of see on stage and stuff. And like, we used to go to all the gigs and stuff, and we just, I don't think any of us had any vision of the kind of music that we wanted to put out at all. It was just us wanting to be on that stage with those people.
Okay, so you were kind of strategically trying to get to where they were.
Yeah, no, it really was that. Like, I remember the guitarist and singer, he was always like, oh, why can't we be more like Children of Bodom? Like, he had the same guitar as their guitarist, and he was like, oh, I really want to be like him. He does all these adverts. I want to be doing adverts as well, and I want to be touring with him, and I think drinking with him, and kind of, like, he wanted that lifestyle. I basically wanted to be that guy.
Did you have to audition to be part of the band?
No, I don't think they knew anybody else who played keyboards at that time. it was all in our kind of little town, which is in central Finland. And I don't know if you know much about Finnish towns, but they're really small and there's like nothing near them. So you have to drive 3 hours to get to the next town and there's nothing in between. So it was kind of like, if you didn't find people to be in your band where you're from, you just wouldn't get those people. Like, you'd just play with two guitarists and a drummer if you had to. But yeah, no, I just happened to be the only person who played keyboards in the area.
And so before we started recording, you told me that all the lyrics on this album, apart from one song, is all in English.
Yeah.
But you were the only English speaker, so were you writing the songs?
I wasn't writing the songs, but I was sort of hammering out the kinks in their translations. Because they used to write the lyrics in Finnish, then Google translate it into English. And then they would send those lyrics on to me to check over. And I'd sort of, because, oh God, there'd just be sort of errant words in there that just didn't need, like, and you've seen Google translations, like, they're just awful. So I'd kind of make them look like English, even if they weren't particularly grammatically correct, and send them back to the guys. And then the guys would look at what I'd sort of corrected for them and then just go back to the original version because it looked better to them.
Why wouldn't you as a band want to play the Finnish language music?
Because English language music sold better in Finland. Like, it still does. You don't get that much Finnish language music, in metal in particular, that's successful. And we wanted to be like the big successful bands.
Right, okay. I find that fascinating. So that the even though it's the Finnish music scene, people would sooner sing in a different language for it.
Yeah, no, it's a big thing, or at least it used to be. I think it's changed around a bit now, but when I was into metal music, people sort of thought of Finnish as being a bit kind of dorky, or like if you're doing things in Finnish, it was like, oh, it's just some guy from down the street, it just sounds rubbish.
Oh, so it sounds bigger if you're singing
it sounds like you're a proper band, whereas if you're doing it in Finnish, it's like, oh God, it's just that guy from my class.
How long were you in this group?
I was in it for 2 years, roughly 2 years. I got unceremoniously kicked out of it. Just really? As we were starting to... Yeah, no, absolutely. We just won a thing called the Finnish Metal Expo Newcomers Award, which is... It's kind of like the Newcomers Award in Edinburgh here. So it's like a really big deal for Finnish metal music. And we just won that, which I hasten to add, I had signed us up for. So I'd kind of put us up for being on selected by the committee to be taken forward to see if we could win this, and we did. And we just won that, and we'd done a really big gig in Helsinki, which is the capital city. We'd done this gig with one of the big... Finnish metal bands, and it was all sort of looking like, oh, we're so good, we're finally making it, we've got a record deal. And then I get a text from the singer going, oh yeah, you're out.
How could he just do that?
He had been mulling it over before we'd... What I think it was that because I put us up for this award, he realised that I was doing a lot of the admin. Like, I was booking us gigs and stuff, and I was sort of organising everybody to get to places and time and stuff. And he sort of decided that, oh no, she's got too much power and too much weight in this band, so she's got to go. And he sort of very, very vocally didn't like female musicians. And so he was like, oh yeah, it's creative differences. We don't want a keyboard player now. And then a week later, they got a male keyboard player.
That's shocking.
Yeah, but happily though, a couple of months ago, I heard from somebody who's still in touch with them, and she says that he's just been kicked out of the band that he set up in the same way. Like, he's got a text from the other guys, and not even a text, he got a Facebook message from the other guys in the band going, oh yeah, we want to carry on the band without you. And he's like, but it's my band. It's like, oh yes, justice.
That's I can't believe that someone could just do that to a band.
Well, we were all teenagers, so I guess he just didn't have the maturity to deal with it like a proper human being.
Yeah. That competition you're in, what were there different heats?
Yeah, it's kind of... you sort of, on a regional level, you sign up for it and you sort of put your name out there. And then from there, you get kind of local people to vote for you. And it sort of progresses through stages until you get to the final level, which is national. And we won the national one by... I think getting just... What we did was we this was like in 2010, and it was kind of... People weren't so savvy on what works on Facebook in terms of marketing, but what we'd do is we'd post in all the groups and we'd get like people from other countries to vote for us. And I don't think people really knew about it, like how you could use Facebook in that way, but I'd been doing that for my art and stuff. So I kind of knew how to sort of manipulate it a bit to get us extra votes. But yeah, we won the national one through that. We cheated, but it's fine.
You were savvy, not necessarily cheating.
Yeah, no, I think at that time, I don't think it was that well known that you could use Facebook in that way. But yeah, no, I did all the kind of social media side and all that.
And so when you left the band, did you join any others?
No, when I left the band, or got kicked out of the band rather, I just decided that's it. I'm completely disassociating myself from the entire Finnish metal scene, and I moved to a different town, and I just stopped. I sold my guitar, and I stopped talking to any of these people. And I actually applied to do an exchange. I was doing my first degree at the time. I applied to do an exchange. Study term in the UK just to get away from all that, and sort of left it entirely the moment that I left that band.
Do you still play keyboards?
No, I haven't that would have been 2011, so for 6 years I haven't played any keyboards.
That, not once?
No, not once. Like, I sold it like a month after that and just haven't touched another keyboard since.
Do you miss it?
Well, not really. I like... Outside of the band, I used to play kind of, I wouldn't say jazzier stuff, but kind of like, I was really into Tim Minchin, and I really like that kind of music, and so I was trying to sort of do that in my free time, and I kind of miss that. But I don't miss being in a band. Like, I kind of miss playing around on the keyboard more so than I used to listen to songs and kind of play them by ear, so I could play a lot of Tim Minchin songs by ear at that time, and... Because in Finland, it's just not a thing. Nobody likes comedy, really. It's not popular. So there wasn't any capacity for me to even think about doing that myself. But I just, for my own sake, I used to play all these kind of songs that I liked just for on my own.
Do you listen to any Finnish metal?
No, I don't at all.
Do you listen to any metal at all? Do you enjoy it as a genre?
No. I've completely left it behind. Like, God, no. It's funny, actually. I recently saw that one of these Finnish metal bands is playing a gig in Bristol. And I was like, oh, God, it's my past catching up with me. I didn't know they could even... Is that allowed? Are they allowed to gig here? Like, this is my... Like, I've moved here. I've come away from all that. And yeah, no, I don't listen to it at all now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, quite excitingly, you also brought some photos of the band.
Yeah, it's photos from when... Some of them are actual gig photos and some of them are just sort of... I don't know what the situation is that they're taking it.
So my favourite one that you've shown me is a group shot where... Well, I mean, describe this photo.
Oh, it's astonishing. It's four of us. So in this, we don't even have the bassist with us. But in the top, it's the singer and guitarist with the long black hair kind of holding a fist out for no apparent reason. And the drummer next to him, he was never really into metal music. And you can kind of tell by his look, he just looks like a normal guy.
Yeah, you're right. He's dressed like just a person.
Yeah, he just looks like he's wandered in. And then the bottom of it is where it really gets weird, because it's me and the other guitarist kind of sort of posing with these grim expressions. And we've got this war paint on our faces. And we look like we're trying to look like kind of hard, sort of serious kind of metal guys. Like, I wasn't trying to look female even. I was just sort of, I was trying to look like the other two two guitarists in the band.
Well, yeah, you're very much dressed similarly.
It's very much a uniform, isn't it? It's sort of, everybody tried to look the same at that time, I think.
Yeah, like the combat trousers and then a metal band t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. I've even got those, you know, those like sweatbands that you used to get, like that tennis players wear, but you've got a band name on it. I've got those on.
Did you have any merchandise made?
Weirdly, we were planning to have some shirts made just as I got kicked out of the band, and it was shirts with the design that I'd done for the cover of the album, and I never saw any of the money for that, because obviously it was their intellectual property for some reason. Like, it belonged to the band, not me.
But you were the artist.
Yeah, I was the artist. I know, but the singer / guitarist, he always had a very odd idea of how copyright works and how kind of how to I designed the logo for the band based on a font suggestion that he'd given me, and he insisted that he design the logo just because he'd given me the suggestion of the font.
So this is the album cover that we're now looking
at. Yeah, yeah.
So you designed all of that?
Yeah, all of that's mine. And you can tell if you look closely at that logo on it, it's done by hand. I'd refused to buy the actual font, which is kind of the Tim Burton font from The Corpse Bride and stuff. And I'd refused to buy it, so I just put like tracing paper up against a computer screen and drawn it by hand.
I'm interested to know if that is a legal loophole.
I really don't. I'm sure that you're not allowed to do that. I mean, we were just teenagers in a garage, though, so I'm sure they don't really care.
So the illustrating, you still do that?
Yeah, I still do illustration, and significantly better than that, I would hope.
Yeah, so what's your biggest issue with that?
I mean, this is all digital, so it's all done on Photoshop, and it's just, oh, good Lord. I mean, look at those trees. They're so wonky, and like the sky just looks like, I don't even know how I've done that. It's just all sort of Photoshop filters used very heavy-handedly. And, like, you can really tell. Oh, and just the glow on the font and everything, it's awful.
So the EP itself, did it get like airplay on any of the radio stations?
Yeah, we did get on radio a few times. Early on, we were sort of going to local radio stations and stuff, but we did get it. We got it played on, I think, some English channels, even like just sort of somebody doing a kind of rock channel somewhere in the middle of nowhere. But we did get it abroad, and we were sort of sending out that EP to kind of record labels and things, trying to get it out there. And it wasn't really successful with that one, but after I left the band, I know that they did sort of make it quite big and they're still going. But yeah, we didn't have much success with that EP because, you can just hear it. It's just so crap.
Well, I mean, it was recorded in a garage.
Yeah, you can tell.
Did you enjoy being in a band?
I think I enjoyed... I can't say I enjoyed being in the band necessarily, because it was always very sort of... It was very cliquey, and it was kind of... I was always the odd one out because I was the only girl in the band, and I was sort of not one of the guys at the front of the stage with the guitar. And like, I had a guitar, but they wouldn't let me play it like a guitar. That I had to play it on a stand. I was kind of made to be at the back of the stage, sort of hidden away. Like, oh, we don't have keyboards, actually. Like, I said, don't look at her. She's not really in the band.
Oh, so that, yeah. So you were missing out on... Because I've always mentioned that the best bit of the band is like feeling like you're like a family,
yeah,
almost.
I mean, that's what I kind of always wanted it to be, but it never really was. Like, they sort of never really wanted me to be in it, because they were all friends. Like, they'd sort of got together, a group of friends, and kind of started playing guitar together and started playing drums together, and I was sort of brought in from just a friend or a friend, and it was like, oh, not her.
Well, I suppose it ties into that fact that you're saying, like, if there was a keyboard in your village, you kind of had to use them.
Well, exactly. That's exactly it. Like, I was the only person that they knew who could do that. And, you know, the only person who had time to give up to be in a band, because lots of people were going off to... In Finland, you go off to college or vocational school when you're 16. So a lot of people were sort of moving away from the town and kind of... Like, I moved away from the town even. I moved to the south of Finland, but I was commuting back to be in the band. And it was, yeah, they just kind of had, and they were stuck with me. like there was nobody else they knew who could have done that.
So we're going to listen to another one of the tracks off the album. Why have you chosen this particular one that we're going to listen to?
This one's a track that I remember being quite keyboard heavy, and it's one that, for some reason, they wouldn't let me play on stage very often. Like, we wouldn't play this song when we played gigs and stuff very much, because it was too keyboard heavy. So it was kind of... Like, they didn't want the songs that we played in front of audiences to be ones where they didn't get to play lots of solos and kind of lots of guitar riffs and stuff.
I suppose a big question I'd like to ask them, which you might be able to answer, is why have a keyboard player in the first place if you don't like the sound of the keyboards or yeah. resent having one?
The reason they had a keyboard player is because the band Children of Bodom had a keyboard player, and that was kind of their sort of gimmick in a way. Like, it was kind of their selling point that they had this keyboard player who was sort of a sort of focal point of the band, and they were like, oh, we want that too, we want to be exactly like them. But then the keyboard bits that they had me play were written to kind of fade into the back of it. like they were never kind of central to the music.
So the thing that they didn't put into the band was the thing which made the band that they were trying to copy special.
Exactly, that's exactly what they did.
All right, so we've skipped through a bit of this song because being a metal song, it's got a almost minute and a half long intro.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what's this song called?
It's called Unforgettable Journey.
I think this is from the start of the first verse.
There was this breakdown. It's like one of those emo tracks. I'm not listening to this for 6 years. It's not aged well. Oh, there's my bit.
Oh, we're finally getting the synth really coming.
Yeah.
And then like, nah, it's done. So how's that?
Well, you can tell that I wasn't appreciated in that band. Like, the synth bits, they're throughout all the songs, but they're just mixed out right out. Like, it's all sort of long synth notes in there, but, oh, good Lord. Like, in hindsight, why did I put up with that?
And, yeah, it's funny, like, because when we were setting up playing that as well, I didn't realise that the sing was singing at certain points.
The reason that it's like that is he couldn't sing, but we couldn't have just a band doing instrumentals because that would be ludicrous. So it was kind of like, either he does that or somebody else learns to sing, and nobody wanted to learn to sing. So we ended up with this, oh, it's just hideous.
And what was that? What's that song actually about?
It's not about anything. None of them are about anything. It's like, If you were to kind of get a paint by numbers sort of Finnish kind of folk sort of lyricist, like if you tried to sort of do the most generic kind of metal song you could, that's what these are. Like it's all about sort of, oh, I'm trudging through the snow and I've got a sword and I'm so sad, but it's okay because I've got some ale and my friends are here, so that's good. But we're all going to go into a battle and kill people. Good. That's what they're all about.
Wow.
Like, it's not overtly fantasy based, but it's sort of Game of Thrones ish.
Yeah, I could totally hear that. So would you ever want to be in a band again? Would you ever want to play music again?
No. it was something I was really into at the time, and I really wanted that to be kind of my future, to sort of be gigging, and I always liked the lifestyle of performing. I always enjoyed that. But I was never the best musician in the world, and I always stressed quite a lot about kind of it being perfect and sort of doing what the other people in the band wanted it to be. It was never my project, and it was never something that I sort of really wanted to be doing, but I was sort of doing it because I wanted to be part of the group. But yeah, I don't want to be in a band anymore.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my last couple of questions. So first off, like, if you could go back and speak to yourself just before you joined that band, would there be anything that you'd want to tell yourself?
Stop trying not to be a girl, which is something that in hindsight I was very much like, I was trying to be a metal musician, which largely at that time was male, and it was long hair and it was all that same uniform. But I was sort of trying to be like, oh, I don't care about being female. That's stupid. I was going to be a metal musician. So yeah, stop trying to not be me, and also probably stop trying to kind of take things too serious. Like I was taking metal music very seriously, and I was sort of like, nobody can make jokes about this. This is so cool. And like now, looking at it, it's just like, just take it a bit easier. You know, it's fine to have fun. Fun is a thing. You're allowed to have fun.
That's good advice for people who aren't children.
Yes, exactly.
And my final question is, are you happy that you shared this?
I think I am. I haven't really talked about it in any length, at least. I've not really sort of thought about what it was like being in that band. But yeah, I think I'm happy to sort of put it behind me now.
And does it feel better?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've sort of come to terms with not sort of... I for a long time, I was very ashamed of being in that band, but I think I've sort of come to terms with that just being a bit of being a teenager, you know? Like, I think I'm fine with that being part of my past now.
Lise, you're an illustrator.
I am.
When you're not... Well, you're not in a metal band now. So, where can people find some of your illustrations?
They can find me at Lise Richardson Art on Instagram and I think Facebook. But you can also find me at Lisey and Jemby, which is the joint account I share with my friend Jenny Green. We do illustrations for people like John Robbins and Ellis James, and I've done a book of illustrations about Machantlath, the comedy festival there, and we're working on another colouring book now about female comedians, so lots of sort of heavily comedy-themed illustration stuff that we work on together at Lisey and Jemby.
Thank you so much for coming on, Lise. That was so different from anything that I've ever heard about. So thank you for listening. This has been I'd Sooner Forget This. My guest this week was Lise Richardson. I'm Daryl Smith. If you have a moment, just before you know what I'm about to say, I'm going to ask you to try and review the podcast. And also tell a mate or anyone, force someone to listen to this podcast this week is basically what I'd like you to do. And if you can't do that, not a problem. Just make sure you've clicked subscribe and listen out for next week's guest. Thank you. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.